Hey, this is Joe Healy. Blogs, MSDN.com, whack devfish or devfish on Twitter. Today I'm going to show you how to take your Construct 2 games and put them into the web using the Azure portal. So this should be a lot of fun. Y'all hold on and off we go. This is a stop and go tutorial. When you see the stop sign, basically it means perform an action along with us. So we'll tell you what you're going to do, and after you're done, you continue the video. So just watch out for that stop sign. So we're basically going to modify our Construct 2 project and optimize it for the web. We'll export our game from Construct 2. We're going to create an empty Azure web app, enable Visual Studio Online so we can upload our project, and then we will test play our game. Pretty straight up steps, shouldn't take too long, and gives you a great result for publishing your game out to the internet. So the first thing we have to do to get our stuff ready to publish to the web is you have it all in place. Basically, you get there, come projects, click on the game name, and you'll see it over here. Now, my game is named Super Killer Space Hornet. Yours is probably blank or something like that right now. Go ahead and set that up. Fill out description, ID, author, email, website. All good things to have in there. Next thing you want to do is come into the full screen and browser setting. And we want to make sure that is set at letterbox scale. A couple other options out there, but for example, like scale enter. If I run the game, scale enter. And of course, it goes over to my other monitor. But we can bring it back over here. You see that the scores have gotten chopped off and things like that. This is not necessarily what we want. Now, what we're going to do is we'll come over here, we'll set it to letterbox scale. And we run it. Other monitor because it annoys me. And now you can see how it fills out full screen. We still get our scores and the game is still happily running around doing things. Now get ready to stop. What we're going to do is I want you to go out into your Construct 2 project, set the about properties of your game, and try running it with the different scale modes, but leave it with letterbox scale. Test run your project. When you're done, just continue the video, but for right now, hit pause and stop the video. Next thing you want to do is export it. So we'll come out, we'll go File, and we go Export. A lot of options here. We're concerned with the HTML5 website one. We click Next, and we're going to pick our learning directory. I keep a little one just for when I'm learning and playing things. Put it in C Learning. And we're going to call it Space Hornets. Leave the rest of the stuff. Hit Next. Couple other options here that are neat, but not necessary for right now. There's an embed style, so we can embed it in a website. There's an advertising bar style, and there's a normal style. So let's export this. Takes a little bit to export it. So our project's now done the export. That actually took a couple minutes, so great time to go get some coffee. Let's open the destination folder. Again, it opens it on the other window. But here we can see index.html, the main execution engine for this, and a bunch of supporting files, including images that are in our project. And if you have sound in your project, you will also get media. So now we're ready to push this up and get it into the cloud and run it from there. Here's another stop point. Get ready to stop. But before you do that, understand what we're going to do. Basically, I want you to go into Construct 2, export the project as HTML5. They'll show you the destination folder, view the files, and note the file location for later because you're going to need it. So pause the video now and continue when you're done. So in order to get our game up to Azure, we have to have a spot in Azure to put it. So we're here in the new portal. There's a few videos up showing how to do this using the old portal. This one will be using the new portal. So what we're going to do, we're going to come in here and do a new. And I'm going to do a web mobile. And what I'm actually going to do is I'm going to come over here to Marketplace. And I'm going to just pull an HTML5 boilerplate out of here. So once Marketplace decides to load up, we'll come in here. I'm going to go HTML5, empty web app. Not boilerplate, the empty web app. We'll do a create. And we're going to try and get Space Hornets at AzureWebsites.net. Oh, look, no one's gotten Space Hornets out there. It's on my BizSpark subscription. Going to leave it as the default resource group for now. And I'm going to make sure I'm in the free service plan. So I'm going to come out here, and I'm going to create a new service plan. And we're going to call this Free East 2. So if we change our location over to East 2, because, well, I'm in the East, and that's the really cool place. Now we're going to go check our pricing tier. And, oh, look, nope, not taking me to all the free ones. So we'll scroll down, and there's our free shared infrastructure pricing tier. And we say OK. And we've now got a free pricing tier there. So let's create our app. Submitting deployment. It started. It'll take a few minutes to get this going. Okay, our deployment succeeded. Probably had a little time lapse there through the magic of Camtasia. And we've got our website sitting here, spacehornets.azurewebsites.net. What we want to do is we want to add in the Visual Studio Online extension so that we can edit our files directly inside of the Azure portal. So we'll come in Tools. We will scroll down to Extensions down here on the bottom. Shows we don't have any extensions. Well, we want that Visual Studio Online extension. There's Visual Studio Online. Say okay again. And it will now install it, and then it will show over here. Now with this extension, we can come over. If we tap Browse, it'll open up our website in code editing mode. A really cool trick you can do is just pin this to the dashboard so we don't have to drill in through Tools, Extensions, Visual Studio, Browse every time to open it, and it will pin it out to the dashboard. So now I can basically come back out here, and we can hop out, and we will see Space Hornets web app, and then you'll see the web app extension. If I hop into the web app extension and hit Browse, it will open up our website in a source code view mode. And now we'll start working on deploying our app to it. So here's another stop point. I want you to go out, create an Azure web app, could use one you got already, and install the Visual Studio Online extensions into it, and then use those to browse into your web application so you can see all the source code files sitting there. I do have a couple links up here to help you out if you're not familiar with this process on creating Azure web apps. Pause the video now and then continue it when you're done. So we've got our Visual Studio Online. We've opened it up to our website. Now we need to upload our files. Remember, sitting out here, we've got in our C learn is our Space Hornets, and we've got two folders in there, images and media. Now let's go ahead and, without mucking around too much, we're just going to just upload the files we got out there. So let's go out to C, learn, and we're going to come out here, Space Hornet. Let's grab Space Hornet, upload all the files. We'll blow away the existing index. And we still have to get those folders up there. So we're going to come in and we'll do media. And we'll do images. Whoop, we don't want to create images in there. So we're going to come out. And if we're clicked on media and we do a create folder, it'll create it inside media. It's better to come out here. And we're going to do images. Now let's go out. We click on images. And we'll right mouse and we'll do upload files. We come out here, and here is all of our images. So let's grab all those, open it. In come our images. And here is the media. Right mouse, upload files, switch over to the media bank here. Let's add those in. Yeah. this ready to go. So let's give it a test run. And then all we really got to do is run this guy. Comes up. Up goes our game. And very happy. So there you go. That was making it run in the web in Azure. Hope y'all like it. Bye. So that's been how you take a Construct 2 game and put it into Azure using the new portal. I'm Joe Healy, blogsmsdn.com, whackdevfish, at devfish on Twitter. This video is dedicated to Gavin Bauman and James Quick, who have yet to publish their video on doing this for their bit.ly Gaming in the Cloud series. All images are expired copyright from Gutenberg.org, and the theme music is Dark Rock from Kevin MacLeod. Really cool site at freepd.com, and I'll check it out. See you on the wire. Bye.